French Food Delivery Couriers Refuse Service to Kosher Restaurants. By Chris Tomlinson on January 12, 2021. Two kosher restaurants in Strasbourg, France, have said that couriers for the Deliveroo food delivery app have refused to pick up orders because of their anti-Semitic attitudes. According to one of the restaurant owners, a Deliveroo delivery man came to pick up a food order on January 7 and asked what type of food the restaurant served. After being told it was Israeli cuisine, the courier remarked, "I don't serve Jews," and canceled his order. Another kosher restaurant in the city reported a similar experience. But it remains unclear whether the delivery driver was the same man or another Deliveroo courier, according to a report by French newspaper Les Dernières Nouvelles d'Alsace. Following the incidents, the restaurants filed discrimination complaints to the French National Office of Vigilance Against Anti-Semitism, NVCA. Raphael Nisant, a lawyer representing one of the restaurants, stated, "It is now up to the diligence of the police authorities and the prosecutor." According to the newspaper, an investigation has been launched into the matter. The only way for restaurants to survive at the moment is click and collect, so you have to operate through delivery drivers. And it's worrying to know that delivery drivers have this kind of reaction to restaurateurs as well as to customers, Nisant said. Deliveroo, meanwhile, said that it had contacted both restaurants and stated, "We are taking this incident very seriously and immediately opened an internal inquiry." Anti-Semitism remains a growing problem in many parts of France, with a report released in 2019 stating that the year before had seen a 73% increase in anti-Semitic incidents. One of the most recent episodes in France took place last month in the Noko suburbs of Paris when a Jewish family was physically attacked while celebrating Hanukkah. The incident saw a group of people yell anti-Semitic slurs at the Jewish family while they were listening to Hebrew music in their car, before the assailants started throwing glass bottles at them and shaking their car. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.